Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse with Farm Bureau. When farmers market vendors offer samples, they saw an immediate effect on what customers purchased. That conclusion doesn't sound like rocket surgery to me, but Miranda Heilman in UK's Ag Economics Department says they now have the data.
Well, we found that 55% of the people that responded to our survey that sampled a product on the day that we surveyed them bought the products that they sampled, and they had not originally planned on doing that. The whole survey was about 3,406 respondents from across 8 states.
Heilman and UK Ag economist Tim Woods have produced a manual and process for vendor sampling certification. With more on that survey.
One thing that was really interesting was the top 3 things that people enjoy trying and that they are most likely to sample are fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, and cheeses. They're very common products that we all eat probably just about every day. So to set yourself apart and your products apart at the farmers market, providing samples of any of your products is a good idea.
Other findings indicate subtle differences in the consumer experience, from vendor friendliness to sample presentation to the feel of the overall farmers market, do also have an impact on purchase patterns. We'll be right back.
A strong local food system can help people and communities become healthier. In Kentucky, we have a long-standing tradition of producing and consuming foods with local flavor. You can help support our traditional agricultural economy by looking for ways to fit Kentucky-grown foods into your diet. Eating local is also good for the environment. Kentucky-grown foods, good for your health and the Commonwealth.
For more information, contact your local UK College of Agriculture Cooperative Extension Service.
Consumer preferences in the Farmers Market Sampling Survey showed a little reluctance from customers on what might be new to them. Pawpaw samples, sweet sorghum. UK's Heilman says some vendor encouragement would help there. And there is some vendor reluctance to do sampling. It can be a hassle.
I understand from growing up working behind a farmers market booth that it's a hassle. But seeing the numbers and that so many people are inclined to buy something that they sample on site would definitely make me as a vendor put a little more time and energy into it. And I think after, you know, maybe the first time would be a really kind of daunting challenge, but once you get past that and try a couple different sampling events, it might be a lot easier and it becomes simpler as you do things over and over again. So I would encourage vendors to try again and see what else happens.
On another question on actual consumer purchase decisions, they would more often not buy where there were no samples. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.